You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim Radio Islam International. We're talking about building a community, and our theme discussion for the month of Ramadan is a season of change. And part of change is to build strong relations so that we are more united as a community. Now, you may be aware of the fact that Iblis, the shaitan, is tied up during the month of Ramadan. But throughout the year, the habit of Iblis, the devil, is that he has an army of smaller devils, and they spread all over the world, and their task is to lead people on the wrong path. According to an hadith, it is stated, but Iblis sometimes sets up his assembly on the ocean, and he calls for a report from his shayateen. And while sitting there, one comes and says that I introduced such and such person not to perform salah. And then shaitan commends that person. Another one says, I prevented someone from fasting. And Iblis applauds that person. The devil applauds him. And a third says that he tempted a person into not giving sadaqah, which he was about to give. And Iblis continues to appreciate and praise. Another reports that he created dissension between husband and wife so that they may hate one another. Iblis then stands up from his throne and embraces the devil and says, you are my real successor. You did the right thing just as I wished. So the most serious attack of the shayateen and his most successful initiatives is to sow seeds of dissension. So this hadith speaks about those people who perpetrate the very heinous crime, who grow hatred between two friends or between loving couples. That is really the work of shaitan. Now, on the other hand, so if you go about creating hatred between people, then that is the work of shaitan. If a person, on the other hand, goes about creating love between people, then that person has really done a good deed. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has allowed for this to the extent, لَيْسَ الْكَذَّابَ الَّذِي يَنْمِي خَيْرًا. If anyone says something that may not be factually correct, but it is to create love between two Muslims, or to remove hatred, or to avoid a quarrel, then that is not something that would be considered as a lie, rather it would be commendable. We make this supplication all the time, and what do we say in our supplication? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Lord, give us good in this world and good in the year after, and save us from the punishment of the fire. Now this word, us, include Muslimin. When we make dua in our salah, in at-tahiyyat, we say, السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. Peace be upon us and the righteous slaves. So these words include the dua for security for all Muslims. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Peace be upon all of you and the mercy of Allah. So the ulama say that all Muslims and jinnat are included when we greet to the right and to the left in our salah. What we are picking up from this is how concerned a person should be with regards to the entire ummah. That we should at all times be looking towards building a united ummah, and our concern is how we can come together. We need to look at ways in which we remove dissension and grow love and unity. And only when we have love and unity, that is when we will put an end to bickering and fighting and all that has become so prevalent within our communities. We need to look at what is at the core of the problem, and we need to eliminate and avoid that. May Allah give us the ability. We're going to play for you a nasheed from Abu Ammar's collection 2, one of the various series that we've released during the month of Ramadan.